Hello, Cinnabar Moths, or any kind of moth you'd like to be. Welcome to the Writer's Triangle, Cinnabar Moths podcast about all things publishing and books. Today we are here with Tom Howard, author of The Path of Chaos. Tom, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Yeah, it's cold here in Essex in England, but I've managed to sneak off from work to do this. And getting the warm office, so that's nice. My staff will hate me for it, but you know.
Well, you got business to handle, so they'll have to deal with it.
Yeah. I'm sure they won't hate me for too long.
So the Path of Chaos is coming out on this upcoming Tuesday. Are you feeling excited about the release of your book?
Yeah. I'm just trying to comprehend that I've actually got a book coming out. It's kind of a. It's something that I thought wouldn't ever happen. So it's actually wonderful to know that it's actually going to be on bookshelves and anyone anywhere can read it. So yeah, really excited and just kind of a little bit humbled as well that I'm going to see it in print, and that's kind of like a project that, you know, it's, you put your life and soul into it, to see it there physically is going to be a wonderful thing.
I imagine that'll be a very fulfilling experience to be able to hold your work in your hands, right?
Mm.
And to be able to share it with the people around you and the people you know,
yeah.
And knowing that people you don't know even will be able to experience it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Although the people around me will probably get quite bored of me going on and on about it.
And so how long ago did you start writing The Path of Chaos?
It was when I started my master's in creative writing back in 2016. So I originally had an idea for a kind of a multiverse novel. So there was going to be four realities with like a golden thread running through each reality to connect them all. And there was going to be like a Victorian reality and a Western, and then one was a Roman. And the Roman side of it kind of drew me in more than the others. And instead of writing a multiverse kind of novel, I thought I could really focus on this whole dystopian thriller kind of element where Romans still rule the world today. So that's the area that I really kind of got absolutely kind of drawn into for that time onwards. And then I kind of put it down and kind of thought, I don't think this will ever get published and all this kind of stuff. And then picked it up again and really went for it. But so, yeah, I mean, 2016, so it's what, 6 years, 7 years it's been in the works, which I find kind of mind blowing now thinking about it. It's been that long because it only seems like yesterday I started writing it. Yeah, so it's been a while.
Okay, so that's quite a lengthy process there to get it from where it initially started to where it is now.
Yeah, it has been, and it's evolved and changed, and yeah, it's really got a whole new identity to what it was at the very beginning when I first started writing it. So that side of it's exciting as well, because I'm interested to see how people receive it and what people's perception of it, because even my perception of it has changed dramatically since I started writing it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because I've experienced a similar thing with my book, where initially I started with this idea that I had in mind of what it would be, and then as it evolved, I thought, actually, this other thing that's developed interests me so much that I'm going to make this more fleshed out, and then eventually became the main focus, and it's barely recognizable to the original idea, but still a complete full story, right?
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? How that creative process happens and how you don't know where your story's going, even though you're the one writing it. I love that. It's because it makes it as exciting for the author as it does the reader to kind of discover the journey, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And so you said this took about 6 or 7 years. What was that process like for you overall of starting it, stopping it, picking it back up, and the evolution of the story?
It was, in some ways, it was actually quite difficult because I tend to like, it goes across like my life, really. Like, I tend to, if I start something, I want to get it done, get it finished, and want to see it all the way through to the end, and in a fairly kind of like a concise time. So this was a long time for me to do any kind of project. So I guess there was some frustration with it, more frustration with myself, because it wasn't that I didn't enjoy writing, because I love writing, but I found it difficult because I was stopping and starting. So then at times I was losing like a sense of where I was going with it. So I really, when I finished it, when I got to that, when I did finally finish it, and the kind of the final third or even the final half of it, I really, it didn't take me long at all. So the first half probably took what, a number of years, and then the second half only took me a few months, you know. So because then I've really got my passion back into it and really kind of got focused and got real insight into where I wanted to go with it. So and then it was really enjoyable to write. So that, yeah, that's, it was tricky because it took so long. So but once I got going, it was wonderful to kind of be in it and immersed in it.
So you'd say the initial process of getting that start and stop sorted was a bit painful, maybe, but it became better as it went on.
Yeah, and I think, and you know, when I was initially writing it, it was a, will I ever find anyone who's interested in it to publish it, you know, and then I met you guys.
Yeah, speaking of meeting Cinema Moth, how did you discover us?
It was actually through my twin. So he was interacting with you guys on Twitter, I think. That was initially. And he had a short story published with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we connected because I did a short story with you guys. And that then evolved from there. So I did a short story, and thankfully you liked it and wanted to publish it. and then asked about if I was doing anything of more substance, like longer. And that's when I then sent you over what was at that point quite a small part of the Path of Chaos to see what you thought.
Okay, so you had that initial introduction through your twin, and then from there you worked with us for the short story. What made you ultimately decide to publish The Path of Chaos with us?
Because you wanted it? No, because... I mean, it's actually quite... You suddenly realise when people are interested in what is a very personal thing, you then have to kind of look at who they are and whether they will treat what is a very personal thing with respect, you know, because you're worried that there can be a lot of worries and about how your work will be handled. And what I loved about Cinnabar was there's a very, very personal touch. There's a very, you know, a family element to what you do, and that gives you confidence that it'll be treated with respect. And that is. In some ways, it's about that integrity as a publisher that goes above anything else, really, that made me interested in you. Yeah.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that you felt going into it that your work would be treated with respect, and the time and energy you put into creating this child of your ideas would be treated with the respect that it deserves, because that is something that we at Cinnabar Moth do care deeply about, is making sure that our authors feel respected through the process and like their work and their effort is still theirs at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah, really lovely. So I'm really pleased to be working with you guys.
And we're happy to be working with you as well. And so I wanted to ask you a bit about the publication with us. What would you say has been the most surprising thing about publishing with Cinnabar Moth?
The most surprising thing, actually, to be fair, is how ignorant I was to the publishing process. So I didn't I didn't realize what really was involved with it all. So that was really surprising. Just all the elements that are involved with it. And actually, that's why it takes, like, from when you kind of finish your draft to it actually being printed and published and available, the time it takes. Yeah, so that was surprising.
I guess so, kind of the amount of effort that it takes to get from, oh, we have the finished story, to now we have a publishable book.
Yeah, it's fascinating. So I find more fascinating than surprising, really. Yeah.
Okay. So before, you didn't really have much knowledge of the publication process for a novel.
No, not really. No, just kind of generic stuff. But no, I didn't realize what was really involved with it to the extent that it was. So yeah, no, that was great. It's been great learning about it all.
And so, having learned about the publication process and gone through it, looking back on it, do you feel like you might have changed some things, or do you feel good about what you went through with how you went about it?
I don't know. Is anyone ever really happy with what they've done? I mean, I nearly started reading through it all the other day, and then I was like, what are you doing? Because it's too late now. You can't change anything. You've just got to, like, embrace it and go with it and enjoy it as it is, because this is the finished product, you know? So, because I think you can change and change and change things all the time. I did that with my master's, you know, you did when been doing creative works for my master's. You can end up over analyzing it and changing it and changing it and changing it and never being happy, and then actually making it not as good as kind of the initial kind of creation. Where, because when you start, I don't know about you if you're the same, but like when you start writing something, you just go and flow with it. You kind of almost have to trust that initial process and then just tweak it. But if you start chopping it up too much, it becomes something it's not meant to be. So yeah, so whatever people read is like, you know, is like, I'm happy with that, because otherwise you just kind of overthink it all the time.
Yeah, I definitely agree that there's kind of this balance, right, where you do need to do some trimming and some reworking to make things really smooth. But if you go too hard, it ends up actually detracting from the story, or you end up being overly critical of things that really do work fine and make sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the other thing is, and you start second guessing, what the reader's feeling, and that you just can't be doing that, because you've just got to trust your instincts, I think.
Yeah, I do think that it's kind of hard to guess what a reader will feel, right? Because they're completely different people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And so The Path of Chaos is coming out this upcoming Tuesday. Do you have any plans to celebrate the release of the book?
Yeah, we're going to do a little launch at my local pub. So, because I've been boring all my friends and locals about the book for months now, about its release. So now they're going to have to buy one, which is... Yeah, so we're gonna have a little kind of a launch at my local pub, and because I'm an oyster farmer, we'll do some oysters and some champagne, and then hopefully some people will buy some books and I can sign them, and yeah, and just kind of celebrate that locally. That'd be really nice, because it's nice just to be in my community, and hopefully other people will enjoy kind of seeing it in published, and we'll want to buy it and share it with others and all that. So that's what we're gonna do. Yeah,
that sounds really nice that you have this community around you that's supportive and that you can enjoy this experience with.
Yeah, I don't have a choice, really. I just keep going on about it,
so. And so, is your family also excited about The Path of Chaos's release?
My fiance is like, she's really excited about it, and has just been really supportive through the whole thing, so that's lovely. And my twin, he's really excited because he's a fellow writer, so he knows kind of, you know, that kind of process as well. So yeah, it's lovely. My little girl, she's too young to really understand what's going on because she's only two, but it's gonna be wonderful for her as she, it's going to be wonderful when as she gets older and she'll see it on a bookshelf at home and then start to realize that's what her dad wrote. So that's really lovely. Yeah, I'm looking forward to when she kind of comprehends that. Yeah,
I can imagine it'd be exciting to have your own child, right, come into the reading atmosphere and read your writing and be excited by it.
Yeah, I hope she likes it when she's older. I mean, because she already loves books. I mean, she absolutely loves, like this morning we had to read her three stories this morning, so she just like devours books already, so it's lovely. So hopefully she'll like what I write, hopefully. Or she might not, she might be like my biggest critic, so that might, you know, but then again, that's not a bad thing. So
yeah, I mean, either way, you'll have that interaction with your daughter to share with, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So no, yes, that's great. Yeah, so yeah, I mean, a lot of my friends who are very much family, they're excited about it. They take the mickey out of me about it all the time, but actually that I know they are excited because yeah, they've seen, you know, the how hard it is to write a novel. It's really hard work. So yeah, so they're excited too.
I mean, that's wonderful. And to follow up on that excitement and that feeling of, you know, that positive feeling of a book release, how does it feel to know that your book will be listed in the US Library of Congress?
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? Because you think about what else is in that library and you think, well, my book is going to be alongside those. That's quite bizarre. So yeah, that's I'll have to have a trip to America basically to have a look, won't I? So
yeah, that could be an exciting trip you could plan out for the future, right?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. But yeah, no, it's great. I mean, then I think, oh, it's going to be in libraries and stuff. That's amazing. Like people, you know, because I mean, libraries in Britain, I don't know about elsewhere, but in Britain, libraries, unfortunately, are being closed here, there and everywhere, which is really sad. But there's a lot of people fighting for libraries to, you know, to be open because they're real community hubs. And so it's going to be really nice to locally to see my book hopefully in local libraries, and yeah, and that people can read, because that's the other thing, people can then read it for free, you know, and that's really nice.
Yeah, I do think libraries are a wonderful source of community and a way for people who may not otherwise have the opportunity to explore a lot of different books and experience a lot of writers and styles and just reading as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's important that people have access to be able to just read, because it's one of those things that, I mean, it's had a renaissance in this country. It's had a renaissance where book sales have soared again, and because there was a massive drop in book sales in the UK, and now it's kind of gone the other way, and there's been a renaissance of people passionate about reading. So it's really good. It's really good. So yeah, so hopefully my book will be part of that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And so with the release of The Path of Chaos, what do you hope happens next?
Well, I hope that it gets a good reception and that lots of people enjoy it. But then also, like, I'm kind of hoping that it kind of leads on to other things, maybe. Like, I kind of want to be able to do events and kind of showcase it and things, and hopefully people have an interest and I can go and do like talks and readings and things like that. I really would like to do maybe a little book tour or something. That'd be cool.
But do some books, signings.
Yeah. And also just hope it for me, like, because it's not just about writing this novel. Like, I've been working on a sitcom for ages and ages and ages, and like I haven't really managed to finish it. So this might spur me to finish that sitcom and maybe find someone interested in that. So yeah, so it's part of, like, hopefully just to keep me going with the creative process on top of everything else.
Yeah, I do think that would be wonderful. It helps keep your creative fires burning and
Yeah.
keeps you pushing forward in your writing and in your other creative efforts.
Yeah.
And so, following up on your creative efforts and these projects, are you aiming for writing to be your career?
Probably not. Well, maybe. I mean, I say maybe not, because I run a business, but then I've been running a business all this time and writing a novel, and I've managed to do the book. Do both. So yeah, I mean, if I can be writing and having that as a major source of income and a major part to what I do, like I have been already, then yeah, I love it. Like, if I keep finding interest in what if people are interested in what I write, then I'll keep going with it, because I do love it, and I would like there's so much more I've got, so much more I've got to give in regards to what I'm writing. So yeah, if it can be, because I've got a great team of people within my business, and they run things brilliantly when I'm busy with other things. So yeah, I think I could actually probably keep those two together. That'd be good.
So for you, it wouldn't be writing being your only career, but rather balancing your current business as an oyster farmer and running that as well
Yeah.
as the writing, kind of in tandem.
Yeah, I think so, because I love both, and I don't really want to do one or the other. So yeah, definitely want to be continuing to write, but yeah, having that working alongside what I'm doing already. Yeah. Well, you know, because who needs to be, you know, sleeping or resting, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you've got passions to pursue. Who has time for sleeping?
Yeah, absolutely.
So following up on this idea of pursuing your passion with writing and your creative energies, if The Path of Chaos were to become a bestseller, do you have any plans or what do you think you'd do?
I think I'll probably faint the idea that it becomes a bestseller, and then once I've recovered from that, I'll probably do that thing where if I see it in the newspaper when you've got like the top 10 bestsellers of that week or that month or something, obviously I'll cut that out and then stick it up somewhere and then like just kind of stare at that constantly. But I think if it became a bestseller, then oh, I don't know, maybe I would give up being an oyster farmer.
You'd be like, you all have the business, you have it under control. I'm pursuing my career in writing.
Absolutely. See you later. I'm off abroad. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But I think if it did become a bestseller, then I would, you know, then yeah, I would just embrace that and whatever that entailed, because I'm sure that would then change things in how I approach lots of what I do. So I'll just go with the flow on it and see what happens. Absolutely.
And so following up on the idea of, The Path of Chaos becoming a bestseller and this explosion of popularity, right? If it were to become a movie or TV series, do you have an idea of maybe people you'd want to cast for certain roles?
I've always loved. Sorry, printer going mad. I've always, if who would I want to be cast? I've always loved Matthew McConaughey. I just think he's wonderful, and I don't even know who I'd cast, who would be in the. In the Path of Chaos, but I think he's great, so I just want him in somehow involved in the show, because he's a wonderful actor. Yeah, but I haven't really thought about that, to be honest, because I don't know. I think I'd be amazed that it does get made into a TV series or a movie. So but yeah, Matthew McConaughey would be wonderful in it, because he's such a great actor. Yeah, but I don't really know who else. Yeah, that's a good question, actually. But I think as well, like, I love Idris Elba, and I think he'd be a great Maverick, to be honest. He, because he would be quite foreboding as Maverick. Yeah, he'd be a good Maverick.
That's not something you've given a lot of thought, but off the top of your head, you have a couple that you think would be interesting or that you'd want to see in a potential movie or book or TV series.
Yeah, and that's the thing. But then also, like, my idea, because everyone has their own ideas. When you're reading a book, you've already kind of, you have an idea in your head of what these people, who these people are and what they look like. And if there was a TV show, you know, who would be ideal as them. So, you know, as I've seen so many times with adaptations, no one's ever happy about casting, are they? So I just can't be quite chilled out about it, I think.
And so with that idea, do you think you'd prefer The Path of Chaos to become a TV show over a movie?
Yeah, I think TV show, because I think a movie, just unless it's quite a long movie, I think, like, sometimes you can't quite explore some of the depth of the characters. And so a TV show, you can really, like, explore these characters much, much more and kind of really get to the heart of who they are. And I think TV shows is becoming the new movies, aren't they? In the fact that you can, like, really dig deep into a book over, like, 6-8 episodes. And I think that's, like, I think that does a lot of justice to the source material. And I think authors become happier about that as well. So, yeah, I'd love to see it as a TV show.
Okay. And so let's imagine that The Path of Chaos has been picked up for a TV show, the series is going to be happening. Would you want to have a lot of creative control over that process?
I'd like to be involved in the sense that my opinions sort about certain elements. But again, I think if you've got someone who's like a showrunner or a director or a screenwriter, like, they're gonna see something in it that you haven't as an author, and they're gonna take an element from it that really stands out for them that you as an author didn't really see as significant, and want to run with that side of it. So I'd like to see the process and be involved in the process, but I think I wouldn't be particularly controlling or about it. I mean, I've never been a micromanager anyway, so I've always liked to see people just kind of explore what they're doing in their own way. And I think, even because I've written this book, but other people are going to take that book, and if it did get made into a TV show, they'll take it and run with it in their own way, and I'd be quite excited to see how they interpret it, really. So yeah, I'd actually be quite excited to see what their interpretation was, and then see how it turned out on screen. So I'm not particularly possessive in that way, because once it's written and gone out there, in a sense, when someone reads it, they own it in their own minds in a different way. So if someone's going to turn it into something else, then yeah, I'm quite excited to see what they do with it.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me. I do think that there is a sort of beauty in a way to seeing somebody take your work and interpret it in their own way and represent it in a new medium, and perhaps emphasize things and bring to light things that in our minds may not have been a focus.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's just interesting how people view things and interpret things. So yeah, that'd just be exciting. The fact that, I mean, quite honestly, if someone said, oh, by the way, we're making The Path of Chaos into a TV show, here's some money. Like, yeah, whatever, go, just wherever you want, you know.
You'd be like, okay, I'm happy, cool.
Yeah.
And so let's imagine now that The Path of Chaos to get picked up, you know, they've said, here's your money, right? It's gone through the process. Would you want to go to the premiere of The Path of Chaos? And if you did, who would you take with you?
Yeah, I'd love to go to the premiere. Yeah, that'd be amazing. That'd be cocky. Imagine, like, sitting there watching it, like, on big screen or something. That would be epic. Because, I mean, I've always been a movie fan. And I did a film degree before I did my master's in creative writing. And so the cinema for me is is still as magical as it ever has been. So when I sit in a cinema, I do get really excited about when like a film starts and you get like the intro of like the studio that's made it. So I would absolutely adore to go to the premiere, and I'd take Gemma, my fiance, because I mean, she's not a big movie fan, but she loves like TV miniseries and all that. So whatever way, I think she'd be able to endure sitting through a premiere with me, because that'd be pretty glitzy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I can imagine that would be quite exciting, even if perhaps if it was a movie or a TV show, may not interest her as much, but then it's your book in a TV or movie, and that
might interest her less.
Really?
I mean, it's funny, because I mean what I write is not what the kind of thing she reads. So when I've been getting her to read chapters and things while I've been writing it, just, you know, for continuity reasons and, you know, for grammatical mistakes and things like that, like I've kind of felt for her a bit, because she says it's good and the writing's good, but she's like, I would never read this though. So hopefully, to be fair, so if someone made it into a movie or TV series and really kind of changed it, it might actually become more interesting for her.
Yeah, who knows? I know personally, from having read through The Path of Chaos, that I've enjoyed it and the style that you have with it. So I think that there's definitely an audience for it. You know, excellent. People like me and people and other people as well will surely have an interest for it.
Yeah, I'm quite confident in what I've written, and I'm really pleased with it. And I think. Yeah, I do think it will attract a lot of people. So, yeah, I've got quite a confidence about that.
That's good. And so with this idea, right, of pursuing writing and having more people connect with your writing and having an audience, do you think that you'd like to become very famous and well-known? Perhaps, let's say, on the extreme end, as well-known as Stephen King, where people might stop you on the street? Or would you want smaller fame where you still have some of your anonymity?
I mean, the thing is like, because of the work I do, we get a lot of media interest because our family's story. We've been farming oysters in Essex since the 1700s, and so we're like the oldest oyster farming family in the world, and so we get media interest from that all the time, and newspapers and all this kind of stuff, and radio, and I do a lot of that stuff, and I actually really love it, and everyone takes the mickey out of me because they think I love the limelight a bit too much. So to be fair, if I became a famous author, I think I would probably lap it up, to be honest. I'm not particularly shy when it comes to that kind of thing, so I'd probably enjoy it. I would enjoy it.
I think that's awesome that you have the energy for it and that you connect with, you know, the big screen in a sense, right? And having your face be out there and be able to share your story, right?
Yeah, I do enjoy it. I mean, I like talking, so it's, you know, so if people want to interview me and stuff, I'm quite happy about that.
And speaking of interviews, I'd like to thank you, Tom, for talking with me today and being on the Writer's Triangle.
No worries. Thanks for having me. It's been great chatting.
Yeah, it's been wonderful having you on. And I'd like to thank all of our beautiful moths for listening. Be sure to buy The Path of Chaos, coming out this upcoming Tuesday. Tom, can you tell us where everybody can find you, social media, website, all of that?
Yeah, I've got a website, which is actually Tom Howard. .com. And I've got Twitter, which is Howard Tom. So you can find me there. And actually on Twitter is a link tree on my page. So then that takes it to my website and other bits and bobs that I do. So yeah, there's that's a good way of finding me and then connecting with what I'm writing. And then you'll see links to buying the book as well.
Wonderful. And for everybody listening, be sure to visit cinnabarmoth.com to check out the transcripts, or we'll also have the link to Tom's social media. Tom, once again, thank you for coming on today. It's been a wonderful time talking with you.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you all next time. Bye-bye.